Stella Mwale runs a small shop in the heart of Lusaka, but she says business has been bad since the city's 10 shopping malls opened a few kilometers away. She used to make the equivalent of 200 euros on a good day in profit, but now only makes 50 euros a day.
The business is slow because there's a lot of shopping malls, so the people, they are going to buy that side. We don't have the business the way we used to have long time ago.
I'm here at East Park Shopping Mall. It's one of Lusaka's 10 shopping malls. Most of them are owned by South African multinational companies. And almost each major town in Zambia has at least 4 shopping malls. Selling furniture, jewelry, clothes, bakeries. There are also banks and restaurants. They also sell basic foodstuffs, most of which is imported from South Africa. Because of high rental costs, small businesses cannot afford space on these big malls.
My business has been really affected, really affected.
Rajiv Patel has closed down his local business where he was selling household items. The customers became fewer and fewer.
We used to be able to receive customers. Customers, they used to be very happy and everything, but from that time, I've lost a lot of customers. I've lost my own business.
Patrick Kritikos, an economist based in Lusaka, says the influx of shopping malls is a double-edged sword.
It is not only killing productivity, but it's also killing small trader businesses. So it is a huge problem. So we need to look at it beyond the few thousand jobs that are created. We are basically importing jobs for others, but also importing productivity for others. So the parent companies or the parent countries are the ones that are actually highly benefiting from this boom in the country at the expense of Zambia.
And Francis Mlenga, a district commissioner in the ruling Patriotic Front government, says while his government appreciates the foreign investment, more needs to be done to protect local businesses.
When you look at also the economic contribution, even what they are giving our people, it's not enough for them to have what is called disposable income so that they can bargain in terms of when we measure on the quality of life, the basic needs of life. So remuneration, you know, social responsibility, and also externalizing of resources is taking away the value that this foreign direct investment window is supposed to bring to Zambia.
As foreign direct investment increases in Zambia, more shopping malls are earmarked for construction. Recent revelations by the government indicate that at least each and every city in Zambia will have a shopping mall or two. And this means more imported goods and services from multinational companies, especially from South Africa. And this means more pressure on the local small business person selling at a corner shop. Kathy Short, RFI, Lusaka.